Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello and welcome to Fearless Generations, 12 Steps to Freedom. Tonight we are talking Step 10, Trust, my favorite step. And we're going to be talking about hearing our intuition. I am Kelly Fox, and I am one half of Fearless Generations. My other half is home in bed, not feeling well. So we will excuse the beautiful Terry Sayer tonight. But we also have a wonderful returning guest coach. So we will introduce her now. Please welcome Sharon Karen. How are you doing tonight?
Great. Thank you so much for having me again. It's so much fun to be with you.
Yes, we love having you on. So tonight we're talking about trust as well as hearing our intuition, but let's start off with trust. What does trust mean to you?
Trust is more, to me, it's more of a knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I, you know, when I feel like I have a knowing that comes from a really deep place from inside of me. So it is something that we build or we can have more conscious awareness about it. When I think of trusting, it's like it's almost like an absolute. I don't have to question it. You know, no questions. It just is what it is. And I believe that really comes from the deepest part of ourselves, which is, you know, our soul connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. We've been talking about trust, as you know, all month. And I actually missed our first call this month because I was on an airplane. But I think trust for me is very much a knowing. And I think that trusting yourself is different, obviously, than trusting another. But I think it's still that knowing that you can trust yourself, that knowing that you can trust another. Or the knowing that you can't trust another, right? And we were talking earlier, and you mentioned discernment, and I definitely think that that's a part of trust, and I think it's developed as you trust yourself, right? You trust
Absolutely. Yourself
to know what you're thinking or you're feeling or your intuition, right? Because we're talking about intuition, what your intuition is telling you, and you trust to listen to it. You trust to, you know, take it seriously. If it's a good thing or a not good thing, you learn to trust it. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about tonight. So, Sharon, I probably could have had you say this earlier, but let's remind the audience what it is that you do and who you serve.
Yes. So as a speaker, I'm spiritual, intuitive, and coach. My work is in the Akashic field, and I've been doing this for about 21 years. I do Akashic readings and clearings, and I really help clients, people that are maybe have been distressed or felt blocked or whatever, and find out what their soul wants them to know right now. And when we were talking about kind of that trust or that knowing, to me that it comes directly from our intuitive nature, which is our soul, and that mm-hmm. is our soul. So, you know, that is such a big part of being able, I think, to be happy, live a happy life, feel connected, trusting. You know, it's really an inside job. You know,
yeah.
Trust is really an inside job. So in other words, it doesn't come from place. You know, it doesn't come from the focus being out there. It really comes mm-hmm. from the focus inside of each one of us. And that is mm-hmm. something that I believe we learn over time, you know, or a lot of times from spiritual practices or religion. You know, it's really all the same. In the unified field, it all comes from the same place, which, you know, is universal spirituality. So we're really always talking about the same thing. And mm-hmm. so I just really love to help my clients and people that come to me for readings and clearings is to help them get connected with that deepest part of themselves, which is their soul. Because when we come in a physical body, it's like it's all kind of out there. And then we have to remember, you know, we breathe ground and remember. We have to remember who we truly are, which is a soul first, because the soul mm-hmm. comes in and takes the physical body. And so then it's kind of like sometimes people get it backwards, like it's all about what we see and what we hear, you know, the five senses, when really what we're doing tonight is we're going much deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I just love to see, the transformation, you know, like after a reading or clearing, people feel so affirmed and really start to believe in that deepest part of themselves, because it really is an inside job this lifetime when we come in. You agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we always start with ourselves, and we can't trust others or anything else if we're not trusting ourselves first. And I think that was the biggest aha for me, because trust, the reason why it's my favorite one is because it's the thing that challenges me the most. And so I have been focused on trusting myself more for the last, I don't know, 15 years. So it's something that I practice every day. And
yes, good job.
One of my, say again.
Good job.
Thank you. sorry, lost my train of thought a little. One of the discoveries that I had a few years ago was that I trust my higher power, and I have trusted my higher power, and I have trusted that still small voice. And so if I have trusted that my intuition, that still small voice, what it's saying, what it wants me to do, and I've trusted my higher power, then there is an aspect of myself that trusts myself. And when I focused on that part of myself that has always been able to trust, then I was able to say, okay, if I can do it here, where else can I do it? If I can do it
exactly.
here, then I can also do it over here. But it wasn't until...
Yeah, it's very expansive.
Yeah. But it wasn't until I had that realization that that I really saw myself, like that I saw it as a possibility, that trusting myself was something I could do, because I already was, and I always had been. So
yes.
So it was this big aha. And I started to be able to trust myself in other areas of my life. And and trust my higher power even more. And really trust and anchor those times when I knew my intuition or that still small voice of freedom, whatever you want to call it, was, you know, calling me forth to something. And trust that I knew the difference. Trust that I could tell between my voice of fear and my voice of freedom. Trust that I could tell between something that, you know, was just an idea and something that was meant for me. Because I think we get a lot of ideas and not all of them are meant for us. Some of them are meant for others. And so knowing when an idea comes and knowing that it's meant for me and it's something that I need to take action on now. I think all those aspects of our intuition are different levels of trusting our intuition and how far will we let it lead us on, you know, an action path before we're like, I don't know if this is really where I'm supposed to be going. Right. And so I feel like that is something that has really grown for me since that realization, because I don't know, it's kind of funny, like the chicken before the egg kind of idea, but like I knew I could trust myself because I had trust in myself. It makes me think of, I don't know if we have Harry Potter fans on here, but it makes me think of the situation in Harry Potter 3 at the end where he does the spell, the Patronus spell, and he can do it because he saw himself already do it. It doesn't make sense if you don't know what I'm talking about, but that's what it made me think of, and so I shared it. But I just, you know, it's like you can believe more, you can trust more, you can, in your ability to trust when you realize that you have been, if that makes sense at all.
Yes, it does. And what we're doing, because in the non-physical, we have all the answers. In the non-physical, you know, when we're in between lives, you know, when we're not in a body, in a physical body, we are connected to the infinite. And so we are the infinite, and we do have all the answers when we come in and take a physical body. Of course, then we have to kind of forget about all that other stuff that we've done before this lifetime so that we can be in the present moment. And we're here in the human form, in the physical form, to be creators in the physical. And that's why we come in and take a body and we edify the creator, because we have that essence that's going through each of our seven chakras. So that's how powerful we are. And we just have to remember the power that we always are, whether we're in the non-physical or if we're in the physical. So, you know, like being able to hear your intuition, you know, is, of course, the first step, and believing, you know, is the second step. And then acting on it, of course, then is the third step. And so, you know, learning how to hear and our intuition and trust it, that is, you know, that is a process. Like you said, you know, when you felt you could feel, if I could do it here, I can do it over here. And so, you know, at first, you know, it maybe comes slower. Until we, you know, we kind of move out of the comfort zone. And once we start really listening to, you know, what I always call, of course, the still small voice, it is the voice of our intuition that comes from our soul connection. And so the way I like to think about it is a still small voice. It's always soft and it's very calm. And so in order to recognize it or to hear it, then we must get really still inside of ourselves. And so, and it might be helpful maybe for the listeners to first, you know, notice what is not the still small voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, you know, a key to hear and identify and trust your intuition, you know, is to go within. And then what we work with is quieting our mind, quieting the monkey mind, as it's called sometimes. And so the monkey mind sounds like a constant chatter. You know, it can be louder or it can come through saying, don't do this, or maybe it's a feeling that's fear-based. And all of those feelings are contractive and they're a very low frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly, you know, being the feeling fear-based and feeling contractive. So, you know, there's a practice that I really love to quiet those constant thoughts that are running around in our mind all the time. And it's a way to focus. And when we focus, when we focus on having more conscious awareness in our lives, that's when we're really going within. And of course we create that quiet and still place. So, you know, we're all humans. And so we're all here in the human form having a human experience. And so it's a practice and it takes concentration.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like, I can share that with you. And we can kind of just practice right now, just sitting here. So you'll sit quietly and breathing in very slowly through your nose. So taking a deep breath in through your nose very slowly. And exhale even slower, like you're blowing through a straw. That slows down our nervous system and our physical body, which helps us to get calmer. And so we can do this about 3 times or as many as needed, you know, 3 to 5 times perhaps. And when you can sit and feel, like if you're breathing in and out, if you can feel your jaw and your shoulders soften, and then you can put your attention on seeing a candle flame burning in your mind. And, you know, this takes a little bit of concentration. And so just notice. So we're concentrating on candle flame, candle flame, candle flame, candle flame. And then we're concentrating and we're just noticing, then noticing our body or noticing our thoughts. So when you first try this, it may take more time, you know, to get into that relaxed zone.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically what we want to do is we want to work up to really being able to focus our conscious thinking mind on the candle flame at least for a minute or two. And it takes time. And when I started doing this, a minute or two seemed like days.
Yeah.
So it's something, it's a practice. So you know, in the beginning, you know, you may notice how difficult it is, like to keep your mind focused as those other thoughts start creeping in. And it's just focusing and we keep bringing our thoughts back to candle flame, Candle flame.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal is actually 5 minutes. And let me tell you, that does take some time in practice, believe me. But I do have to share with you that when we can focus on one particular thing for a period of time, it's amazing not only how calm that we can get and how still, so we can listen to that soft, calm voice that has all the answers that we already know, and we're just reconnecting with them. So this is what I love to do, and I just love to share it with you and with others. Hope that the listeners might want to try that little practice and see how it goes. We'll have to have some people put that in the comments in your group.
Yeah, I would love that. Terry and I love to be able to interact with our listeners, and we would love for you to comment below the posts in the group or on the page where Sharon's picture is, or just create a post of your own. And let us know if you are going to try this out and practice it. I know for me, meditation has always been, or what, you know, my, you know, in the of what meditation is, has always been a challenge for me because my mind constantly runs. And so I've found ways where I can slow it down. And I think that, you know, whatever works for you, if it's sitting still and breathing and picturing a candle flame, awesome. If it's, you know, walking or stretching or listening to a meditation or whatever it might be, take time and do it. You know, connect with yourself, become more aware, you know, and be willing to do the work that it takes to calm your mind and listen and really hear what it is that your intuition is wanting to share with you. And so I love this tool. It goes along with a lot of our previous steps, and it's definitely a tool that you can use to ground yourself and reconnect to yourself and really get clear on what it is that your life's purpose is. And I think that really being clear on that is going to help with the, you know, the amount of success and joy and happiness that you experience because you know that you're in alignment with your life's purpose. And listening to your intuition and following through on what you hear it say to you is exactly that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's an inside job. And that is like when I say the breathe, ground, and remember, it's remembering who we truly are, the luminous light beings that we are. And we have all of that already. We just have to kind of remind ourselves and take some quiet time, you know, just like you said, in whatever way that you love. It doesn't matter. I actually have a gift for you and your group of listeners. That
is my
chakra guide to download. I use it with all my clients. It's very comprehensive, and there is a link to download it in the Facebook group. And I love sharing it with everyone that I talk to, because this is also enough to kind of get quiet, you know, and visit, you know, each of the chakras starting from the root on up to seven And this is another way, you know, just to get still and to listen for the messages, because we do get messages from our soul all the time.
Absolutely. And I think that we get messages from, well, I know I get messages from my higher power as well. And it's learning to be quiet enough to listen, you know? Like, there's so many times that I say a prayer, and in that prayer, I'm asking for help with things. And then as soon as I'm done with my prayer, I'm on to something else. Well, how is he supposed to respond if I don't listen after I'm done? You know, it's like having a one-way conversation, right? If I call you up and tell you something and then hang up the phone before you can respond, that's not very nice of me, is it? So it's allowing yourself that time for the response to come. You know,
yeah.
And of course, it's not always instant. What?
Yeah. Yeah. That's just what I was going to say. It can come through a song. It can come any way, you know, because we all have the four clairs, you know, the clairaudience, the clairvoyance, the claircognizant, and the clairsentient. We can come from a feeling, from, you know, hearing it, or from seeing something, whatever it is. We all have all of that, and we just trust our intuition, trust it, go with it, and embrace it. And then that's how it becomes more a part of our lives, I think, every single day.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Sharon, thank you so much for being here with me tonight and just, you know, rolling with it and having it just be the two of us.
It was so fun. Thank you so much, Kelly. And I send Archangel Raphael to your mom, Terry, that she is feeling really tip-top tomorrow when she wakes up.
Thank you. Oh, we appreciate that. And we just want to remind you all that the 12 Steps to Freedom were created by Rhonda Britton, the CEO and founder of the Fearless Living Institute. And if you would like to learn more about Rhonda or the Institute, please go to fearlessliving.org. And you can find out much more there and have access to a lot more resources at the Institute. And you can always find Terry and I at fearlessgenerations.org, where you can learn all about the workshops we do, our coaching program that we have going on right now, and anything else that you would like to know about Terry and I is all right there. We have a course there on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Please follow us on those places and follow the show on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're listening to it now. We appreciate all of it. So we thank you so much for being here with us each week. We ask you to keep coming back. And until next time, everybody, be fearless.
Good night.